This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. People paying $709 more a month, and Joe Biden's out there with this.
In case you haven't noticed, inflation's down too and it's going lower.
Listen to these people. My word. All right. I'm going to do something before we move on to the Disney stuff, and I have a lot to say about Fauci, the new Fauci information that came out, and COVID and all kinds of stuff. But before we get to that, I just want to say, 2 years ago, this is the anniversary today, the Taliban took over Afghanistan, and we embarrassed ourselves on the world stage. People dropping from the plane tires as they take off the runway. It's horrible. 11 days after that, after today, our 13 warriors were killed. I'm never going to get over it. I'm never going to get over how much it hurt this country's standing internationally. What happened in Afghanistan is the reason Putin felt so comfortable going into Ukraine. It's the reason China is saber-rattling in Taiwan. America proved itself to be feckless on the world stage in front of everybody, internationally embarrassed. And I'm never going to forgive what these people did to my country's reputation. I'm never going to forgive what they did to those 13 fallen warriors. And I'm really never going to forgive that they still brag about what they did to this
day. We want to make sure that we continue to make good on any American citizens who happen to be in Afghanistan and who wish to depart. And as you know, we brought back virtually all of the American citizens who said they wanted to depart.
Brought back all the citizens, huh? That's weird, because I feel like we didn't bring back all the citizens.
Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, Sergeant Nicole G, Sergeant Johanny Pichardo, Staff Sergeant Ryan Naus, Corporal Dagan Page, Corporal Humberto Sanchez, Corporal Hunter Lopez, Hospital Corpsman Maxton Soviak, Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui, Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, Lance Corporal Jared Schmidt, Lance Corporal David Espinoza, Lance Corporal Riley McCullum.
We didn't bring back all the citizens. We left 13 of them over there. And when we brought back their dead bodies, the President of the United States of America spent his time with their families checking his watch to see when he could leave. Oh, that was when he wasn't lying about his son dying over there like he always has. Don't brag to me about Afghanistan. Oh, and I just want to remind everybody, like everyone already knows because we brought it up before, we had that embarrassment. We lost those 13 warriors because the Biden administration wanted a special September 11th celebration, the 20-year anniversary. They were planning on a big political rollout. Look at us. We got us out after 20 years. And that's why they just yanked us out all at once overnight and got our people killed. They did it all for politics. They did it all for image. Never forget the monsters who run this country. All right? Yeah. Dear Maximum Shogun, I saw some communists insisting the FDA never banned ivermectin the other day and trying to gaslight people that no doctors or pharmacists have been prevented from prescribing or dispensing it. You may find it useful to explain to all the good anti-communists out there that if the FDA and the American Medical Association discourage the use of a type of treatment, that's tantamount to a ban. Medical boards across the country, which he said, which are another aspect of state government typically dominated by communists, took these recommendations, used them as the basis to find that doctors were not practicing within the standard of care, and disciplined them for it. This includes everything from warnings up through revocation or denial of licensure, to say nothing of how many doctors were scared away from prescribing ivermectin for fear of getting a board complaint. Don't let them forget, and don't let them tell you what you saw didn't happen. This is the communist system we live in. You know, I brought up the Moscow show trials in the beginning. Well, remember, just because Stalin controlled all of it didn't mean that they advertised that. Didn't mean that they advertised that at all. They always, always washed their hands of their worst efforts, of the worst things they did. Well, that's up to the courts. Well, that's up to this. Oh, what's that? There were 20,000 people murdered by the NKVD in your area? Wow, I'll look into that. That sounds terrible. That's how communists operate. Let's remember what they did to us during coronavirus, because that was the beginning of these people testing their power and seeing how compliant we would be. They took a treatment that people had been using. Ivermectin is something that had been given by the billion to people on this planet. The guy who came up with it got a Nobel Prize. It was so widely used with people, completely safe for people. Whether or not it treats COVID, I'm not the doctor here. I will personally tell you, though, I'm not saying this second or third hand. I know many, 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 many doctors, one right here in Houston, who treated people all the time with ivermectin successfully. They rave about it like it was the miracle that if you caught it early, you caught COVID early, that they would prescribe that to you. If they prescribed it to you and got it to you early, early in COVID, boom, you come out of it just fine. But you see, they don't want to act like they banned it. I, however, remember exactly what they did when ivermectin was rumored to treat COVID.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
You see, the system didn't have to come out and outright ban it. The system had media running cover for them. As this guy said, they had organizations like the FDA, American Medical Association, the FDA. Did you know the FDA just approved ivermectin for treatment to COVID? Did you know that that same FDA called it horse dewormer earlier? When one political thought, one religion actually, controls every single cultural pillar, it becomes a system. That's why I call it the system. And it gives them so much freedom because they can have other parts of the system do their bidding without doing their bidding themselves. So if, for instance, you're the Biden administration, you don't have to necessarily ban an outlet from talking about Hunter Biden's crimes. You don't have to do that because instead your FBI will simply go to the social media sites and ban Hunter Biden's crimes from being seen or heard by the public. The FBI did your bidding. Facebook did your bidding. The media did your bidding. This is the country we live in now. And you're really going to see this. You're going to see this big time over the next year with all the Trump indictment stuff. Here's what you're going to see. You're going to see, Chris, you might want to write this one down. You're going to see puff piece after puff piece after puff piece on the prosecutors themselves, on Alvin Bragg, on Fannie Willis in Atlanta. You're going to see it on Jack Smith in Washington, D.C. That's what it's going to be. You know why? Because the system understands there's a credibility issue here. That's why the Biden administration is trying to wipe their hands of these indictments. Well, it had nothing to do with us. No, it's not political. No, it's that they have to keep repeating that because they understand how it looks for people. Part of that effort is going to be other parts of the system will prop these people up, not as the communist apparatchiks they are, not as the hacks they are. They will instead be propped up as these saintly completely apolitical prosecutors only interested in the rule of law, somberly doing their duty. Now, the problem with a lot of those puff pieces is going to be this. These communists, they can't hide their glee. They can't hide what they feel is a Super Bowl victory for them. This, again, I played it before. Listen to these people. They can't hide it. They can't help themselves. This is somebody who decided to climb Mount Everest and just got to the top. They can't help themselves.
I will now take a very limited number of questions prior to going to sleep.
That's it. Was it all you hoped it would be?
Ha ha ha! Living it up. Ha ha ha! Crazy times. Crazy times. All right. Speaking of COVID, let's go over these Fauci accusations because, uh-oh. Before we do that, you know I bought my gun, right? You don't have to send me any more gun recommendations. Thank you for those, by the way. I love that we have so many gun lovers in the crowd. But I went ahead and bought the Springfield Hellcat Pro. It is in the mail, baby. It is on the way. It is sick, too. I got 5 mags with it and everything. And my Mantis X is just waiting for it to get there. You know what? I may just take the week off. When my Hellcat Pro gets there, I may just take the week off. And if you need me, I'll be at home in my underwear practicing with my Mantis X, getting fast and deadly with it, because I want to get good with it. Love that trigger pull on that thing, by the way. Mantis X will allow me to practice in my home. You know what I paid at the range last night to go practice with my Hellcat Pro? Well, with a Hellcat Pro to make sure. $99 when all was said and done. Buy a Mantis X and practice in your home. MantisX.com. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can download the show. They podcast every show after I'm done on these airwaves. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. The iHeartRadio app's free, for Pete's sake. Don't forget to leave me a 5-star review and talk about how handsome I am on iTunes. It's important, Chris. Now, speaking of all this COVID stuff and the ivermectin stuff, headline from Town Hall. Records reveal Fauci and others made over $300 million from the COVID pandemic while Americans suffered. I just want to once again remind you of how much suffering there was because of lockdowns, because of the idea that you should stop your economy, stop your country because of a virus. That idea has killed and still kills more people than really we'll ever be able to quantify. But remember when we were talking about how much they loved COVID? And what a great joy, what a great success it was for them. They got all these new powers, all this new money. And Rand Paul, at least we have Rand Paul, is going after Fauci on this stuff.
Here's what I want to know. It's not just about you. Everybody on the vaccine committee, have any of them ever received money from the people who make vaccines? Can you tell me that? Can you tell me if anybody on the vaccine approval committees ever received any money from people who make the vaccines?
Soundbite number one, are you going to let me answer a question? Okay, so let me give you some information. First of all, according to the regulations, people who receive royalties are not required to divulge them, even on their financial statement, according to the Bayh-Dole Act.
Dr. Fauci got extremely rich and extremely popular by making you poor and miserable. A lot of people did. Politicians, doctors, to say nothing of what people are going through now and the lies they're telling about why they're going through it. They just put an article out in the UK, a jaw-dropper, heartbreaking, that showed one in every 246 people died within a month after getting vaccinated. We have more heart problems now than we have ever had in the history of this country since then. Listen to what they're blaming it on.
What I worry about is that we're about to exit this pandemic as even a sicker nation as a result of SARS-CoV-2 and its effects on the heart. And those conditions are going to be permanent for some people, are going to really reverberate with us and affects not only these people or these patients that are impacted, but their families, health systems, and really our society at large.
We have a society full of people whose hearts are exploding, and they're seriously going to blame COVID for it. What they call it? What's that? What? Long COVID. That's what they're... Long COVID. Yes, yes, that's it. It's not your sixth booster shot. It's definitely long COVID. That's for sure. Evil, evil people, man. All right, we got a bunch of emails we have to get to before I get to the Disney stuff. Hey, Jesse, I see the country is spiraling into a communist hellhole, and no amount of primary wins for our side can overcome that hold Team Blue has on our elections. Media, low T, GOP, etc. As difficult as it may be, I believe Texas seceding from the nation and leaving a blueprint for other non-communist states to follow is our only way out. If Texas could make it happen, other states would surely follow. What say you? His name is Dave. That's not going to happen. Not for a while. Not for a while. I believe it actually will happen one day, years and years and years down the road. Remember, always keep this in mind, and this is frustrating, but a compliment for you, but still frustrating. You are so far ahead of 99% of your fellow countrymen in your knowledge of what's going on, in your passion and anger, even in your desperation as you see where this country's going, you see where it's all going, you see what's all happening. You have to remember that Normie Norm doesn't get it yet. Normie Norm isn't suffering yet, so Normie Norm doesn't know. And it actually gets a little worse than that. Even once Normie Norm starts suffering, even then, just out of basic hope and denial of reality, he will fail to do. History says he will fail to do what is necessary to prevent further pain, because he doesn't want to acknowledge where we are. How many times have I told you about that story, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, where the Jews rose up against the Nazis in World War II, and they fought back, and it was cool, and they killed a bunch of Nazis and whatnot, but the ultimate disclaimer in there is that 80% of the Jews had gone down to the train station and been trained off to the death camps before the uprising. 80%. Look around you. 8 in every 10 people gone before man finally was prompted to do something. To do something about it. Should red states begin their secession? Oh, of course. And look, we're two separate countries. We already are. That's not going to happen, though. So you can put it out of your mind. Let me get your hopes down. You can put it out of your mind. You're telling me all the red state governors and red state AGs who won't arrest and indict a single Democrat in response to what's happening to Trump, they don't have the guts to do that, but they have the guts to secede from the union? Oh my gosh, no. A million miles away from something like that. It's not going to happen. Lower your expectations for the GOP. That's not going to happen for a long, long, long time. I believe it actually will happen eventually. It's just not going to happen for a long time. All right. Let's make fun of Disney and get to some more emails. And we'll talk about Joe Biden and his generous offer for Hawaii. Let's also get to a little bit of trouble in the Kelly household. You see, the wife already has a hero gun and a hero arrow. Chris and Michael were looking to get hero guns for their mothers. Understandably so. It's a great gun. Non-lethal. Will save your life. Will stop a very bad man. Shoot him with those pepper balls and it's pepper cloud and it's brutal. So I asked Hero to send me a couple Hero guns for Chris and Michael. They did. But they were sitting on the counter in the house, and the wife decided she wanted them for herself. And I had to explain to her that they were not hers, that they in fact belonged to Chris and Michael, even though I had told her she needed to put in her order beforehand. And then I got the, oh, so you're choosing Chris and Michael over me? I had to go through that at the house. Look, you don't want to go through what I went through. So just order a couple of them, all right? Get a hero gun and a hero arrow, because whatever you get them, they're going to want the other one too. Hero arrow shoots the pepper gel. It's a little smaller, a little easier for purses and pockets. No concealed carry permit required. Hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have some great news for you. One, you get to talk to me. What a huge privilege. What, Chris? No, seriously, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All your emails go right to Chris. He prints off most of them for me and gives them to me. I used to say all because it was all, but Chris has begun to filter out some. Look, if you write like a 3-page dissertation, he's not handing that to me. I'm not going to read that. That's not going to happen. But within reason, I try to read as many as humanly possible. By the way, Chris, we probably should have done this off the air. Is that not the iPad sitting here on the desk? The iPad that I had to do the audiobook for? The iPad that they requested we send back to the publisher? Chris, is that the same iPad? Do I have that right? It is the same iPad? Okay. Do you think maybe you two idiots could send it back the way we're supposed to? That's probably a good idea. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. Look, we all know they're going to end up charging us for it, and we know you're not paying, so could you please send it back, Chris? All right, I have good news. Disney Plus, that disgusting organization. Well, that's the online streaming service for the disgusting company called Disney. Yeah, they're raising prices. A huge increase. Why? Because of you. Because you are canceling your subscriptions. There have been so many cancellations, they're now jacking up the prices on the people who remain just to try to stay afloat. And yet, what they won't do, because they're communists, they're religious zealots, what they will not do is change course. Disney has had bomb after bomb after bomb at the box office because you're tired of all the filth and so am I. We won't go anymore. We don't go see the Marvel movies because they're owned by Disney. We don't go see the newest Disney cartoon. We do not do it. I don't do it and you don't do it. And yet they can't stop themselves. It's full steam ahead. Did you hear the actress who's going to play the new Snow White? She's a Latina woman, by the way. And the dwarves, I think there's one dwarf that's all this mismatch of stuff like that. And she's out there on a mission to make sure no one goes to see it.
The original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so.
First of all, let's stop there. Very evidently so. So old-fashioned and stupid. You hear it in her voice?
A big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Literally? Did he literally stalk her?
Weird. Super weird. So we didn't do that this time.
So no prince or a different kind of prince?
We have a different approach to what I'm sure a lot of people will assume is a love story just because, like, we cast a guy in the movie, right. Andrew Burnham.
Yeah,
Great dude.
Listen, remember this. And this is what's going to dog corporate America in the years to come, and it is dogging them. Companies like Bud Light and Disney, they're feeling the effects of it. What they've done is they got some really disgusting leadership at the top. In most cases, they got disgusting communists in charge at the top. And what happened was the communists hired other communists. They brought in communists to run things. How many times have we played for you that LaToya Ravenow sound, who works at Disney? The communist doesn't sit down to make a movie or a show and tries to put out something good or tries to make a bunch of money. The communist sits down and puts out a show to share his religion with the world. He is there for a different purpose. In corporate America, it's going to be joyful watching them struggle with that in the years to come. They're already trying to, well, they're in the beginning stages of trying to move away from ESG and DEI and those things, the very early stages. The problem is, you've already welcomed in the cancer. The tumors are already working inside of the building. So it's going to take years and focus and dedication to remove them. That's the problem. We're going to see this suicide pact continue without end. Skittles is putting out tranny candy. Do you know that? Their latest message, I'm not making this up, on the pack of Skittles says Black Trans Lives Matter. So it's Black Trans Lives Matter. Skittles, the people coming up with these campaigns, they're not trying to make a bunch of money on delicious Skittles. They're committed to their religion. unless you punish them, they will never change. Stop buying Skittles. And that really hurts me to say because, gosh, Skittles are so good. I always, yes, they are, Chris. What's wrong with Skittles? Why don't you like? It's just sugar. No, it's not. It's flavored like different kinds of fruit. And I bet there's even real fruit in there, too. I bet it's real fruit. Basically, it's, no, I'm not upping my candy. What's a higher candy standard than Skittles? Maybe Sour Patch Kids? Maybe? No, they're not. Wafers? What are you, 90? Nobody eats wafers. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Now then, I would maybe give it to you, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Although I do worry I'm getting old. I got a pack the other day at the gas station because I stopped in the gas station, which everyone knows is the greatest thing on earth. No, there's nothing. Yeah, it is, Chris. There's nothing like a gas station. And we have one now close to my house. They have one of those little Mexican cafes in it, and you got a couple Mexicans in there, and they don't speak any English, right? So you've got to really work. Yeah, that's not a problem for me. As you well know, I just roll right up to them, and I just start hablando. They're blown away. I told them, I want some huevos con chorizo on a tortilla, and then they nailed it. Anyway, you had a couple Mexicans working in this place. Just some husband and wife combo, I think. I don't know how to ask, really. I think they're husband and wife combo. Fantastic. Some dumpy little gas station churning out quesadillas and tortillas and tacos and burritos. And, oh, man, it's so freaking good. Gosh, that makes me want to play Maria Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. Jesse, on June 28th, I walked out of my company of nearly 33 years with no severance because I wrote something questioning why we were celebrating Pride Month, given that many employees follow religions that teach against it, and it could offend their religious sensibilities. He said, I also said evil things like real diversity and inclusion in the workplace is to treat everyone with love and respect, so on and so forth. He said, I heard you suggest a place to look to someone else in a similar manner. I wrote it down, but for the life of me, I can't find my note. What was that employment service? The employment service is a new founding. I know these guys. I've met with these guys. They're just friends of mine. They are linking people like you up with employers who share your values. I know for many people, it's not an option. It might not be an option for you. Or maybe you're a year away from retirement or whatever. I have never and will never tell you to just, you know, give up your paycheck. People have lives, they have families to support. But if at all possible, we do need to seek out companies where we can be open with who we are, where we can speak the way we have to speak now. Because the truth is, we must be bolder going forward. That doesn't mean you go start spouting off at work and get fired. I'm not telling you to do that. But we are going to have to boldly proclaim truth in a country that has been so taken over by lies. We are going to have to speak uncomfortable truths all the time. If you have to walk on eggshells at work, it's going to make life very, very difficult because work is a huge part of your life. If you can only be bold right up to the point where the boss might find out, then how bold can you really be, right? We have to try to link up with people who are ours. Remember, we are a community and must be a community of anti-communists. We must extend our community and strengthen our community. It's all of us. It's not one of us. It's all of us together. That's our path forward. All right? All right. Let's get to Biden in Hawaii. Old Joe Biden, Mr. Cuddly Joe, before we get to that. Let's get to this. Save a life tonight. It's a good night to save a life. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree that it's a good night not to just purchase an ultrasound for a young, scared woman who's getting ready to abort her baby? You know that preborn also, if they need it, provides care for these women, up to 2 years of care. If she's in an abusive relationship, and sadly they often are, preborn gets her in a shelter. If she has substance abuse problems, sometimes that's the case. Preborn makes sure she's taken care of. if she can't afford diapers, formula, things like this, preborn, make sure she's taken care of. Your dollars are saving lives and changing lives. Really?
We're changing people's lives.
You're doing that. $28. $28 buys that ultrasound. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and buy it for them tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get back to some emails, but there's my buddy Jordan Schachtel. He has a Substack called The Dossier. Joe Biden administration offers $50 million in emergency aid to Maui residents, including a $700 stimulus check. So while Hawaii burns and people lose it all, the president can't be bothered to make any public comments until he got shamed into it finally today. He just kept saying, no comment, no comment, don't care. And then they roll out a $700 stimulus check. But I'll tell you, it did occur to me. We talk a lot. I've certainly talked a lot about the coldness of the Biden administration. And you see it on, it's evidenced so much. There's no caring there. And that's true. There's no caring there. There's no soul inside of him anymore. It's long gone. That's true. But I genuinely believe this. Sometimes the coldness is because Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on. Remember, we always have to keep in mind, Joe Biden doesn't have a functional brain. It's not. And I'm not saying that actually to be mean. I've seen people. Look, we've all experienced somebody going through dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever. And it's awful. It's awful. I'm not saying anything people who haven't been through it don't know. You become a shell of what you were, and your brain just doesn't work right. So for Joe Biden, if he's stopped on the White House lawn and he's asked a question about, you know, Hawaii, Joe Biden really might not even know what's happening in Hawaii. And that's even scarier than being a jerk, isn't it? Listen.
But then, when I signed the bipartisan infrastructure again, which...
Joe Biden, while he was campaigning, had cue cards held up for him beside the camera. Remember, we ended up catching a glare. We ended up seeing it. We saw it with our own eyes. They had cue cards telling him what to say. Remember, there were one debate, and then the rest of the time he was in his basement. And wrap your mind around this. That was over 2 years ago now. Joe Biden is 2 years worse than he was then. Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's happening. So some of this Hawaii stuff, it might just be that Joe Biden's lost. So anyway, do you have an emergency food supply? Because the people running the world, they're really old. They're either evil or really old, or they're old and evil, and that's not good. I mean, Treasury Secretary's getting high on shrooms.
What was it like, the mushroom experience?
So I went with this large group of people, and the person who had arranged our dinner did the ordering. There was a delicious mushroom dish. I was not aware that these mushrooms had hallucinogenic...
Yeah, do you have a 3-month food kit for when these people destroy our food supplies? My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped and ready to go. And right now, 25% off. That's the biggest discount they offer right now. 25% off on 3-month food kits. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of food. Everybody needs one. So go get one. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you make that happen. Our leaders are high on shrooms. Go get some food. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com, all right? All right, let's get to some emails before we get to this. Oregon and Utah. What? You don't see Utah getting in on the craziness much, but they did this time. All right. Jesse, you said something last week that Normie Norm needs to wake up to. The communist is chasing the ballot. The GOP is chasing the voter. There will always be more ballots than voters. I'm going to bet that the communists are going into homeless camps and shelters registering people. The right was so focused on the machines in 2020, all they needed to do was look at the physical addresses of people. Most of the newly registered addresses were fake. This is what the right has missed so much, and what the right is currently missing terribly, absolutely terribly. The right, we don't worship politics, so it doesn't consume us. So we're naturally not as good at it as the communists are, because it is their religion. But the right, we do two things now, and I see this all over the place. We have this awful savior complex. I hate seeing this, and I see it all over the place. No, in Trump we trust. No, DeSantis is going to get elected. He's going to clean it all up. There's nobody getting elected that's going to clean it all up. They're not even going to allow Trump to win the general election. And I seriously have doubts whether or not they would allow any Republican to win the election. But we feel like there's just going to be one man who's just going to come along and clean out the deep state and drain the swamp. Why do you think it is? Why do you think it is that Democrats were so comfortable running John Fetterman as a Senate candidate in a swing state like Pennsylvania? John Fetterman is brain damaged. He had a horrible stroke. Strokes are terrible. I've had loved ones die from them. He had a bad one, and it damaged his brain. He can no longer speak clearly. He can no longer read clearly. He cannot understand basic conversation. In the United States Senate, as we speak, he has to have things dictated to him. Why were Democrats so confident throwing Senator Cucumber up as their nominee in Pennsylvania? Why? Because Democrats chase down the ballots. Democrats go get the votes. They make sure they have the votes banked for them. They do the blocking and tackling needed to win elections. Republicans, we do rallies. I'm going to a Trump rally and he's going to drain the swamp at the rally. I have told you before, I want you to go to rallies. Go to a Trump rally. They're awesome. I've been to one myself. Don't go there thinking you're doing anything valuable politically. You're doing something valuable for yourself, a nice sense of community. What that rally means for the election is nothing. Zero. Do we chase down ballots? Are we putting in the work for candidates? Are we on the phones for candidates? Are we fundraising for them? Are we knocking on doors? What are we doing to get out the vote with friends and family? Democrats live and die to do these things. They do these things all the time. We don't. We somehow think that this is just going to happen for us. I see this a lot on the right, that it's just going to work out in the end. Why is it going to work out? Well, because they're so evil and because the things we want are good. Yes, but that's the nursery rhyme conservatism I've been warning about over and over again. Where the good guy will overcome in the end. After all, didn't John Wayne always come out on top? I saw it in the movies when I was a kid. History is littered with stories of the bad guy coming out on top because he was committed to winning. That's what's happening right now. We have got to focus on the blocking and tackling of elections, especially local ones. Because, yeah, federally we might be screwed. Locally, there is so much to save. There's a chance 2024 can be incredible, incredibly good, even with all the Trump crap going on. Think about that. We have to put in the work to make it happen. All right, we still have another hour. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.